Ladies and gentlemen, a very good evening and welcome to the earnings conference call of QMS Medical Allied Services Limited for Q2 and H1 FY25. We have with us today Mr. Mahesh Makhija, Founder, Chairman and Managing Director of QMS Medical Allied Services Limited, and Mr. Tanay Surkun, Head of Institutional Business and Special Projects at QMS Medical Allied Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I would now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Mahesh Makhija, Founder, Chairman and Managing Director of QMS Medical Allied Services Limited, to give his opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to participate in this conference call. Before answering your questions, you know, like as usual, I would always like to give everyone a brief, you know, journey of our company and financials and operational performance during the Q2 FY25 and present growth vision. As you know, we at QMS Medical Allied Services are a holistic healthcare engagement, you know, solution company. We have been listed on the NSE Emerge since October 2022, headquartered in Mumbai, obviously, as we said, and we command over three decades of experience driving engagements for doctors, patients on behalf of marquee pharma companies. We have accomplished, you know, more than almost around 350 people plus, servicing over 130 plus institutional clients, including the top 50 pharma companies across, catering to more than 5,000 pin codes across India. Over the years, we have diversified our business to include product vertical, including our own brand Q devices, solution vertical, our Genesis license, offering a high quality wide range of products, 900 plus SKUs from a long-standing deputy device manufacturers worldwide on behalf of our pharma clients such as 3M, Tynor, Carl Zeiss, BBL, Omron, etc. We also offer products under our brand name Q devices. This is Mr. Kapil Dev, our star cricketer, as our brand ambassador. This business remains relevant, and we have extended our capability to build new hospital supplies business, which I'll touch upon later. The solution verticals offers customized patient services or outreach programs, including end-to-end management and reporting. Our USP consists of accountability, efficiency, innovation, and compliance. We conduct preventive screening camps with healthcare practitioners, clinics, and our pharmaceutical clients to promote early disease detection and intervention. Today, we have a network of more than 900 plus dietitian networks, 135 trained and certified DMLTs, that's diploma in medical technology guys, each with advanced diagnostic devices and an area covering of more than 35 kilometers radius from their station location, which empowers us more than 10,000 patients actually every month right now. Coming to Q2 FY25, the quarter picked up well after the election, you know, first quarter. Despite the monsoons, the business visibility remained robust, mainly due to a long-term client's agreements and with the government proactive focus on the sector, reflected in key, you know, policy clarifications. We continued focusing on high-margin solution-based outreach, which we reflected in the substantial numbers. In the past quarter, the company acquired a 51% stake in Satri Healthcare, a pioneer in patient and disease management services, market access and physical solutions. Over the past 15 years, we have managed over more than 1,000 projects and partnerships with over 60 enterprise clients. Being the first quarter after the acquisition of Satri, we at QMS continued consolidating operations and exploring higher synergies. Satri Healthcare acquisitions bolstered the company's growth on a consolidated basis. We also forayed into hospital supply, a segment which we see a great potential. We have commenced supplies of, you know, stents in the hospitals in Indore, that Madhya Pradesh have actually, and we also started operations in our Ahmedabad place also right now in Gujarat. Coming to the quarters and the half-yearly performances now, on a consolidated basis, the company posted an operating revenue of 37.2 crores for a Q2 FY25 compared to Q1 25, EBITDA grew by 52.9% to 7.57 crores in Q2 FY25. The company's net profit stood at 4.23 crores in Q2 FY25, up by 76.3% from 2.4 crores in Q1 FY25. Our margins at EBITDA and PAT levels for Q2 FY25 stood at 20.3% and 11.3% respectively, posting a marked improvement over previous quarters. On a year-on-year basis, the company's operating income improved by 30%, while our EBITDA clocked a 51% jump in Q2 FY25 compared to Q2 FY24. On a standalone basis, the company posted operating revenue of 32.74 crores and a PAT of rupees 2.61 crores for Q2 FY25. The EBITDA stood at 5.42 crores, translating into an EBITDA margin of 16.5%. Coming to our half-yearly numbers, operating revenues in H1 FY25 were at par those in H2 FY24, accounting for 55% of FY24. However, EBITDA increased by 38% over H2 FY24 and 28% over H1 FY24. The EPS for H1 FY24 stood at rupees 3.27 and accounted for 65% of the annual FY24 numbers, reflecting a consistent performance. Going forward, we at QMS will continue to pursue a higher share of solution-focused businesses and implement sustained cost reduction strategies aiming for a robust margin. I would now like to request questions from the participants. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We'll take a first question from the line of Shantanu Nakare, a value educator. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, what was the revenue and the net profit contribution from the Sarthi in this quarter?
Sarthi's revenue was approximately 5 crores for this quarter.
Okay, and the net profit?
Loss was approximately 1.75 crores.
Okay, okay. And sir, next question is like how much CAMS are we expecting to achieve by FY25? I think last year we did around 25,000 CAMS.
We are right now growing at almost 35%. Right now, I have my exact figures, you know, right, I can share it with you at this moment right now. 1 minute.
Okay. So we can expect a 35% on 25,000 camps that we
easily. Look, right now, to you know, we are growing right. So we can have a calculation to.
We have almost
crossed more than 17 or 18,000 caps already right now.
Okay. So, any plans for increasing the wallet share from the existing customers?
See, we are, you know, existing customers definitely. We just attended our program right now, our RSSBI right now, just 2 days back actually, when we have participated as an, you know, company, first time QMS and Sarthi together actually, showcasing our product range also as well as our services category also right now. And we will probably be doing the same conference, you know, participation in the TSI also right now. We are approaching N number of pharma companies, the insurance companies right now for both, for our product services businesses as well as our service businesses right now.
So my last question, if you allow, light on the hospital business, like how much are we expecting from the hospital business in this financial year?
See, you know, we have budgeted a rough figure of almost around 25 to 28 crores approximately in this financial year in the hospital business right now. We have just entered right now with one or two products right now, and we are taking up a N number. You know, a lot of finalizations are happening right now because of the, you know, since we entered the business right now, we're just setting up, we are opening his offices in Ahmedabad, we opened office in Ahmedabad, we opened office in Indore. There are 7 other state offices that we are undergoing at this moment. You know, we have tied up with the agencies who are going to handle our godowns in different platforms, be at place. Our GST numbers are, you know, under process in Calcutta, in Chennai, in Bangalore, wherever else.
So we have in all over the country, we're going to have pan-India coverage for the hospital business. However, right now is the setup stage, as Maheshwari clearly put it. We are in the, because we are selling medical devices. So medical devices require a certain amount of regulation and licenses to run. So we are in the process now of acquiring those licenses for the locations we've identified. So the minute we have those licenses in place, parallelly our sales forces will be recruited, therapy-specific sales forces will be recruited, and we'll be in action even before the start of the next fiscal.
Okay. So what will be the guidance for FY25? Are we in a track to achieve 20 to 22 crores of net profit by FY25?
See, numbers-wise, we are definitely going to grow. Net profit upon that, we will be probably able to tell you soon on that. I do, you know.
We can say that we will most likely reach double-digit. You know, the number you're stating is something that is, I would say, still aspirational. We are going towards that number, but we can't give you a guarantee that we'll reach it in the next year. But we are definitely on the same. We are definitely on the path to get to that number in net profit.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my part.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital.
Yes. Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Can you hear me? Yeah, so just I'm pretty new to your company, and this is the first con call I'm attending. I understand you sell medical devices, but if you can also, you know, highlight like what exactly is the moat for the business, for our business, and the key growth strategies you people are working on, which will, you know, help the business going ahead.
Okay. Are you talking about any vertical in particular, sir? Or are you looking at the company as a whole?
So if you could, you know, highlight a few details about each vertical and which is the biggest, like, best seller for us.
Okay. I'll answer your question, sir. Traditionally, we have basically the product vertical as well as the, you know, the service vertical right now. Till 2017, we were purely a product business, actually. You know, our business was more to the B2B side of our business, catering to the sales promotion activity of the pharmaceutical company. You know, we were the first company probably in this country to, you know, follow the International Pharma Ethical Code of Conduct, Marketing Code of Conduct, in the sense that products which are used by the doctor in his practice on the patients are supposed to be a good promotion products, actually. So we are the first company technically to start this concept 30 years back, actually. So till 2017, we were purely a product business, actually, handling medical equipment towards this to giving to the pharma companies that time. Post that, we entered into the service regulations where we entered, you know, scientific education contents, providing scientific education contents from different institutions. We had a tie-up with our, you know, our agency who was based in Scotland, ECNE, which used to get us contents from different institutes like RCT, Birmingham University, you know, the ESP, EACM, all the top institutes like that. Okay? So we used to sell that also. Post that, we entered into the CAMS models, actually, where we are, you know, conducting CAMS, that's the service thing, which we are conducting CAMS in the doctor's clinics, actually. To enhance to that, to monitor the patient journey, we are quite sati right now, where the 51% stage is acquired, where we are in a position to, you know, monitor the patient journey throughout the treatment, post-diagnosis, about a lot of other stuff, actually. And during that time, during this particular also, we have launched our own in-house brand called Q-Devices, where we have Mr. Kapil Dev as a brand ambassador right now with us for the last 2 years right now. And that is the sector. So also, right now, this quarter, we have started that, you know, venture into the hospital business for the product side. So that technically speaking, we are a company divided into two verticals, each, you know, and among each vertical, there are two different products. One are own brands, one are B2B brands, one is the hospital brand. From the services point of view, we have CAMS and we have patient service programs. I hope I will be able to answer you.
I was just saying, so this hospital business is pretty new, right? Which you've just ended.
Yeah, pretty new. Absolutely new, sir. Just 2 months old right now.
Okay, what exactly do we do there?
So we like the name suggests hospital business. Like now, we have products which we are going to give it to the hospitals. We're going to use it to them and we'll be supplying that to the hospitals. So we are setting up a full holistic approach right now where we are in a position to stock and sell the products for the different healthcare companies and give it to the hospitals.
Okay, got it.
And majority of these companies which we are already working with them right now, through the B2B sales business of us, to the pharma companies. Now we are entering with these companies into the hospital segment, actually.
Right. And do they offer better margins to us?
The margins are almost similar to B2B business. So the margins are almost the same, actually. But as we say, the services industry offers a better margin than the product. But where in product, if you include better service along with them, then you can be able to increase the margin. So, if you don't become a normal run-of-the-mill type of a dealer where you are just going and supplying the material, then your margins are different. But if you are in a position to help these companies get the business, have the network, have your own team of people going and closing the business for them and then supplying them. That's where you get the actual margins. So what you're trying to become is not, you know, a complete healthcare solution provider for your, you know, the principals also. Not only for the patients, not only for the hospital, but even for the principals also. So that's where your margins are. That's where we are planning. You know, that's how we are opening up different offices in different areas. And you are having different people out there. So, you're not just ending up going to be a billing provider or just, you know, bill the material to the hospital and move out. Not that. We're going to be, our own people are going to get the business. Our own people are going to go and help them, you know, close the deals and the supply. That's the end, complete loop. That's it.
In a nutshell, what the hospital business is going to follow a value-added distribution model. So it's beyond simply order fulfillment and logistics supply. We will be creating sales. We will be aiding in the marketing of the products and the scientific marketing of the products to the users and to the hospital and the institutions as a whole.
Okay.
I hope that's answered your question. Yeah.
Yes. And just lastly now, so you explained in detail about all these verticals. which are, you know, divided into two main categories now. And I understand, like, some of them are new and you're in growth, growth mode. But it's still, as internally as a company, you would have some aspiration set or certain target set in terms of growth. So can you just
highlight
that for us as a certain percentage for the next 2 to 3 years? What can the company, what is achievable, what is capable?
See, we are planning to combine our services businesses, what Sarthi and EMS is handling up. In 3 years, we want to double that business right now for us, okay? So that is one thing that is there right now, actually. So, you know, we'll be combining that, and the hospital segment also will set up at least the current turnovers, what we are doing right now in the total turnover of EMS, actually. That is a number more than that is what we are planning for next year, actually, from the hospital segment. Because the hospital business is a big, high-volume business right now. And whatever B2B businesses which we are doing right now will grow at the standard 7 to 8% the margin, the planning business right now. Our margin will 7 to 8% yearly growth, actually.
Okay, okay. And are these 15% margins sustainable?
It's been doing for the last 30 years, sir.
Got it. Okay, sir. Thank you.
If you'd like a little bit more detail on that, the services profile of our business is a very high margin play. The products, however, depending on, and especially I would say in the hospital business, depending on the volume of the products that are sold and the type of product that's sold, there is a differential margin. There is a differential difference in margin. For example, if you are selling, syringes and needles, the margin will of course be lower. But if you are selling a device like an infusion pump or something of a higher quality, then of course the margin will be higher. So there is that difference.
As Sarai suggested, value-added services what you are able to give to your customers, that's where you are going to get your margins. If you are just going to be a distribution model company, you are never going to get that type of a margins. And which we are never been that for the last 20 years. Even with our B2B businesses also, we've been always a service, solution providers actually for that, with some value services, in some form or the other.
Okay, sir. And just lastly, just reconfirming, you earlier mentioned you'd like to double your business in 3 years. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, would like to remind participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Disha Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. So can you please explain what kind of business synergies would UMS and Sarthi have together? Also, it would be great if you can give some flavor on the kind of performance that we can expect from the combined entity.
Okay. See, when we were conducting, the services model of QMS, as I said, we are basically a device company, actually, commonly. So we had products basically which we used to go conduct camps in the doctor's clinics, and we used to identify the patient at some disease level. Okay. Now, what Sarthi does basically is what happens after you identify the patient. Right? We pass on the leads to the company, we give them to that. Obviously, the company would like to do, the doctor would like to manage these patients in a better way. What Sarthi needs to do is basically provide end-to-end solution on patient management. So, combined synergy of identifying, diagnosing that, and then complete, passing on the lead and completing that loop of managing the patient journey throughout, how giving him an education of if he's being diagnosed with diabetes, if he's being diagnosed with then breast cancer, he or she's being diagnosed with a breast cancer thing, if you've been diagnosed with another form of kidney problems and all these. So the dosage form, the other lifestyle forms, what should be done. It's a combination of both. So what QMS and Sarthi combined together will be that actually. So what you're providing to the doctor as well as to the pharma company and total complete end-to-end solution package.
Disha, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Shantanu Nakare, Value Educator. Please go ahead.
So what is the update on the medical device segment from the online platform?
Could you repeat that, sir? It wasn't very clear.
Hello. So what is the update on the medical devices segment from the online platform?
Online platform.
So on the online platform, we are seeing a marked growth in our own brand of Q devices, which is happening through our own marketing efforts. We're also now increasing our distribution touch points across the country so that we can fulfill better delivery times to our customers. As you know, online, if anything, everyone wants immediacy. And with the, advent of hyperlocal dispatch centers through Zepto and Swiggy, where everything is available to you, even quicker than going to a store, it's incumbent on us to also kind of start creating those models. So we are tying up with these kind of delivery couriers, we're tying up with these kind of companies, as long as the traditional e-commerce platforms like Amazon, JioMart and all, to grow significantly. That being said, we have already crossed last year's sales numbers this year because we have been working with brands like Omron, who we didn't have last year, and we've hit significant numbers because of that. We are also now adding more and more products to our own range, and there are other brands who, health and wellness brands, who see potential in working with us. And we are now working out deals to finalize their participation in our e-commerce business as well. So this division is also a fast-growing vertical. It's being run by Dr. Diti Makija, who personally validates each business and each product and each brand to ensure that they fit into our broad vision of health and wellness.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tanay Surkund, Head of Institutional Business and Special Projects at QMS Medical Allied Services Limited, for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. We're very, very happy that we got to showcase our quarter and our results. As you can see, we are on a growth trajectory. We are getting closer and closer to the targets that we have kept for the next this coming year. And we are also developing infrastructure, developing resources, and developing workforce to hit our 3-year and 5-year targets, which we have planned in all our service areas. Our 5 business units currently are growing at the rate at which we predicted, some even surpassing our expectations. And we have key strategies in place to ensure that everything is working as per our broader vision. So thank you very much, and I hand it over to you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of QMS Medical Allied Services Limited, that concludes today's session. If there are any questions that have remained unanswered, request you to kindly send us the same to investorrelations@qmsmas.com. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.